Text 11. Descriptive texts and discussions. Page 82.
Avicii. Background. One of the world's most renowned DJs, Tim Bergling, is almost entirely known by his stage name, Avicii. He was born to his father, Klaas Bergling, and his mother, actress and also part-time DJ Anki Linden, in Stockholm, Sweden. He was influenced by other electronic dance and house music acts, Daft Punk and Swedish House Mafia. Music career. Avicii began his music career at the age of 16 by posting his remixes in online electronic music forums. He rose to fame in 2011 with his breakthrough single Levels. His debut studio album, True, was released in 2013 and featured another hit single, Wake Me Up. This was followed by a string of chart-topping hits around the world, including Without You, Waiting for Love, You Make Me, Hey Brother, and Lonely Together, and famous collaborations with artists such as David Guetta, Rita Ora, Madonna, and Chris Martin. Avicii's distinctive music style of mixing old folk, soul, blues, funk and country music with EDM, electronic dance music, a style which helped make electronic music more popular and mainstream in the early 2010s. Among his many achievements, Avicii won many music awards and was nominated at some of the most prestigious music events around the world. Various artists were inspired by this new style and his music influenced modern acts like Calvin Harris, Charlie Puth, One Republic, Skrillex, and many others. Retirement from touring. Following a series of health problems, specifically related to his pancreas, appendix, and gallbladder, in part caused by excessive alcohol use, Avicii announced his retirement from touring via Facebook on 29th March 2016. He gave his final live performance in Ibiza on 28th August 2016, although he continued working on studio albums. Death. Avicii was found dead in Muscat, Oman, on 21st April 2018. The Omani police stated that there was no criminal involvement at the scene. 5 days later, his family released a statement hinting at Avicii's long battle with depression, saying that he was a fragile artistic soul searching for answers to existential questions. He really struggled with thoughts about meaning, life, happiness. He could not go on any longer. He wanted to find peace. Many have taken this as a suggestion that the singer committed suicide.